Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Chris Grabowski, tech support specialist for Sendero Group, and we are talking about and doing a hands-on demonstration of probably one of the most popular new anticipated products of the summer, Mobile Geo. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Mobile Geo is a product developed by Code Factory in conjunction with Sendero Group. They're using the Sendero SDK, so basically what prompts you would hear on one of the other devices that's running the Sendero SDK, you would also hear on Mobile Geo. So basically it's taking the bulkiness of a note taker, maybe, and putting it into a cell phone.
Right. Okay. So how does it compare, or is it or similar or different to the other Sendero GPS products that are out there now?
It is similar, although we are talking alpha. It's not even in beta yet.
Sure.
So there are some functions that aren't in the product just because it's such an early... In such early development.
Sure. So for people who might be a little newer to the whole GPS scene in general, why don't we talk about this, some of the features that would be included in a GPS product like this one?
Okay. The ability to know where you are, which is a good start. The ability to know what's around you, which is good too. The ability to get turn-by-turn instructions from point A, where you are, to point B, which would be your destination, where you're trying to get to.
Okay. And I guess we are actually standing outside of the Hilton Anatole Hotel in Dallas, Texas. And I guess I could have told you that, but we also have Mobile Geo, which could have told us that. And so you have a working alpha copy.
Yes.
With you currently.
Yes.
So, sure, why don't we go through a couple of the features on that so we can hear how it compares to the other GPS products that are out there. Start off maybe by...
So you're in a list. When you load your Mobile Geo, you end up in a list. And it's going to give you a summary of what it finds with the GPS.
Is that like a home screen? Or
yes.
Okay, so that's where, when you start up your GPS, this is where you end up?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then we just heard the Stemmons Freeway, which is the highway that we're near.
Yes.
And other okay. We also have other information, the distance above altitude. All right. So that's our satellite coverage.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And we can hit different keys and it'll tell us. That's your current position.
What are you pressing to get that? Okay.
Okay, number two.
All right. That was two.
Plus nearest intersection, US 1077 SD, Stemmons YSD on ramp to North Stemmons Freeway, 405 feet right.
And that's your nearest intersection.
Okay. So you are, this is a phone, which phone are you using with this?
I am using the HTC S730.
Okay. So that one happens to have are you using a numeric keypad on that? Or?
Yes, actually this particular phone has both, a numeric keypad and a QWERTY. For each individual person's preference, some people might like the QWERTY and some people might like the numeric.
Are the commands similar? Do they work either way if you happen to have a QWERTY or a numeric or even a touchpad? Or?
I've never used a touchpad version, and I've, to be honest with you, only used the numeric.
Okay.
I don't really prefer, I'm one of those who don't prefer the QWERTY.
Sure, sure.
But the phone actually will slide open, revealing the QWERTY.
I see. And even... plays a nice little sound, too.
Yeah.
So those are the keys that are available to you right on the home screen, or I assume, can you get to them from almost anywhere, then?
Yes, you also have left soft key, which brings up a menu.
Okay.
And you can enter an address, you can do an address lookup to set it as your destination.
Okay.
You can set your current position as, and you can set it as a point of interest, virtual position, actually point of interest, I don't believe is in there yet.
Right.
Your virtual position, which is a position that if you want to explore it later without a live fix, you can do that. And also you can set it as your destination. So say you want to get back to the hotel. You get your fix outside the hotel, and you set your current position as your destination, and you can walk away and then reel yourself back in.
Right, and it would just give you directions or information as you're walking back.
Right, you can go out however far away you want to go and then create a route to your destination and get turn by turn.
Either walking or driving.
Correct.
Right. Okay. What else? Let's keep going through this menu and see what else we have.
Route functions, 3 of 2.
You have route functions, which would be to create a route, to open and save routes, but I don't think they're in there yet either.
Right.
Display route points, 4 of 2.
This is how you would display your route points. So when you're walking along the route or driving along the route, you wanted to get a summary of your route. That's how you would do it.
Okay.
Okay, look around, and it says it's disabled, and I'm not sure what that means, because look around is a mode that all of the Sendero products have that can tell you your nearest POIs as you're walking, your near intersections as you're walking.
Without having to press any additional buttons.
Right, and it will say, like, when you change cities, it'll say now in Dallas, now in, you know,
Fort Worth. Or
right.
Yeah. All right.
30 functions, 6 of 10.
You can do some search functions, which I think are disabled as well.
Right. Well, a lot of this might be in there.
Yes. Some of these menu items are in there, and they're hoping to get them in there by the 1.0 release.
Sure.
So.
All right. What was that last one? I was kind of talking over it.
30 functions, modes, 7 of 10.
Modes.
All right. That would be your virtual or your GPS modes.
Okay.
Config settings, 8 of 10.
Config.
Yep. Self-explanatory and announcements as well.
User favorites disabled, 10 of 10.
And user favorites, and that's also disabled.
Okay. So is that, in theory, the ability to add existing POIs as a favorite, or do we know what that refers to? Or?
I don't know what that refers to.
I know that's a feature that's not in all the other Sendero products yet.
That's what it sounds like, but again, I don't know. Code Factory again is doing the development of the user interface. They're using our SDK, but they're doing the development.
So how much interaction do you have with Code Factory as they're developing this? Do they just call you up for questions, or what is your role in all of this? Because you've already released the SDK, and it's obviously been used a couple places.
Well, our role is to help them, you know, with getting the user interface, if we can assist them. And, you know, we would do that with any SDK holder.
Sure.
We also have another menu that's under the soft key too.
Oh, right, okay.
And
I was intrigued because one of the things moving from a Braille note to a phone is we lose a lot of keys. So
yes.
It's, you know, it was interesting to see how they've done this. I'm not sure if there's shortcuts to all those menu options or if there's going to be, but.
And again, that's all going to depend on each individual user.
Right.
You know, if a user wants a phone and they feel comfortable using the phone style interface,
sure,
then that's what they would use.
Right.
If they want one of the other offerings, then those are there as well.
Nice to have the choices.
Correct.
All right, so we have the second menu here.
Right. And we have, maybe, Alpha.
Yep. Oh, there we go.
Go to previous screens. So you have multiple screens. Like your where am I screen is an actual screen. Your route waypoints is an actual screen. So if you're flipping around, you can go to the previous screen that you were on.
Okay.
You can return to your main screen. You can refresh the current screen. So if you think that there's data that you need or you're not getting fast enough, you can go in there and refresh it. It should automatically refresh, but.
Okay. Are these visually showing up too?
I believe they are, yes.
Okay. So you could hand off to a sighted friend and.
Yes, but you're not going to get the. It's not going to be a physical map, it's going to be words.
Right.
Text.
Right.
Yep. So reconnect the GPS receiver. So if you lose your connection to your GPS receiver, you can do that as well. You can go here and.
Sure. And I guess it's also important to note we can work with internal built-in GPS receivers as good as they are on these devices.
Again, that's all going to depend. At this state, I can't really answer. I've only used it on the external Bluetooth receiver.
Sure. But it sounds like it would.
Yeah, beta testing will tell.
Exactly.
You know.
About.
And there's about. And there's minimize to the background. So basically what you could do is you can minimize this to the background, and then using mobile speak, you can switch to a mobile geo layout, so that if you're doing something else, you can press home 2 and it does something, home 1 and it does something else.
I see. Was there one more?
Yeah, there is, and
it is. Drum roll, please.
Return to main screen.
Okay.
No, actually, that's the wrong one. Go to
We read. Now we read that one.
Exit and unload from memory. That's the
I
last
see.
One.
Yeah. That makes sense. Is mobile speak required?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you have to have mobile speak.
Yes.
So you have to have a license of mobile speak, smartphone or pocket, whichever it would be, to work with this.
Correct, because this is not a self-voicing application. It's not a self-brailing application. It's an add-on to mobile speak.
Okay. I guess the only other option would be Smart and Pocket HAL.
Right.
And
that
would be pretty shaky, probably at best.
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you have? Now you're going to all these conventions. You have 10 different GPS systems with you now, because you guys are just helping to develop so many of these.
Yeah, I have two Braille notes, a Braille Sense, Voice Sense.
Wow.
The Mobile Geo. And also, it's not the GPS, but I have the KNFB Reader Mobile as well. So
right.
You want to talk about carrying around different cell
phones? You ever get lost?
Yeah, no. Just inside.
Right, yeah. That's something that I guess that would be coming in the future, we hope. But not at this point. Do you think the GPS marketplace, are we getting too crowded? I mean, it seems like there's been a lot of new entries coming out in the last year or two, or is there enough demand to support all these?
I think there's enough demand to support all these, and GPS is still such a new arena, you know. Think about it this way. 10, 12 years ago, when a person got a scanner with an OCR package was, what, $4,000 or $5,000?
Right.
Easy. And when rehab got a request for a scanner, they were kind of like, you know, they didn't want to do it. But
right.
Now it's commonplace.
Sure.
You know, and once rehab agencies and people understand what a tool it is to have location where you are, you know, it's more than a toy.
Right. It seems a lot easier to justify. And now that it's evolved over time, mm-hmm. over the past few years.
Right. It's not a...
How do you feel, as a company, Code Factory has your SDK, and they're going to be releasing this product for significantly less than what you were selling the Braille Note product for. How does, I mean, is that a big deal for you guys, or are you just really willing to roll with it, and, you know?
Well, we just see what happens.
Right.
Again, that's all going to depend on the user market.
Sure.
If the user wants GPS on a cell phone, and they have no use for any other of the applications that a Braille Note or a Voice Sense or a Braille Sense offer you, then, you know, that's what they will go for. If they want or need, have the desire for the applications that the Braille Note or Braille Sense has, then the GPS is an add-on and should be thought of after that as well. Actually, for everything. You know, user interface first.
Right.
And, you know, the modality of how you get that information is... should be second.
It's inevitably that has to be a tough decision for someone to make, though, especially for the fact that it would be really hard to get your hands on, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 of these different systems to try to test them out before you buy one.
Right.
And often rehab will just pick one for you and you're on your way.
So you have to consider that fact when you're purchasing any of the systems. Is the word processor on the Braille Note something that you want, or is MSN Messenger on a Braille Sense, or having a keyboard that you can type in using Braille or QWERTY and comfortable? So that, again, that's all going to depend on each individual user.
Sure. What do you see as the next big development for GPS technology that we'll be all talking about in the next 2 or 3 years?
hoping indoor navigation, but that's still not, that's still a far.
And anybody who was at, who would be at this hotel would immediately see the benefit of something like that.
Exactly.
As I was saying before the interview, I think you could sell 1,000 copies in about 5 minutes if you were here, just because of the way some of these complex hotels are laid out.
Yeah, and this hotel is definitely one of those.
Definitely. Well, it's definitely been a pleasure to talk with you and get a little first look at Mobile Geo. And we, I definitely appreciate talking to you, Chris.
Thank you.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.